Here we go again with that dumb list, Julia Mitchell exclaimed. I don't know why Renee still keeps that book in the first place. Renee McClendon didn't care what her friend thought about her journal, but she did regret bringing it with her. They were supposed to be celebrating Gina Armstrong's wedding, not having a bash Renee's list party. Renee started making lists when she was a young girl. At age 15, she wrote the qualities of her perfect man. She had a crush on Johnny Jones, a popular senior and the quarterback of her high school football team. Using the things she liked about Johnny as inspiration, she created a perfect man list in the journal her mother had given her. As the years passed, Renee's crush on Johnny faded, and her list changed as well. She usually kept the book on her bedside table at home, but she'd planned to write later tonight after everyone else was asleep so that she could document her thoughts about the weekend festivities. Renee held up her old, pink, leather-bound book with the cute heart-shaped locket. What? This? The pages were discolored where the gold foil used to be from wear. I don't think you have a problem with my journal, Julia. You have a problem with the list. I remember when your mother gave you a journal for your birthday when we were seniors in college, Kara Matthews added. Yeah, I remember too. That's the point, Julia said, shifting in her chair. What is the purpose of keeping something that old? We're almost 30 years old, and you're walking around with a book your mama gave you? Renee understood very well that Julia was ignoring her question about the list. For a woman who always had a comeback, Julia never responded when Renee asked why she had a problem with her list.